When I reflect on the meaning of the word life relative to contemporary society, I think that the most uses of the word life reflect only a small fraction of the sum of its true meaning. The word life is used in a variety of phrases with different meanings attached, as in, get a life, what a life, you bet your life, that's life, one life to live, enjoy life, pro-life, take a life for a life, and so on. However, if we got down to the brass tacks, we could agree that human life refers to a physical state of the human body. As for knowledge, which makes this life meaningful in the secular sense, we use the word see, as in seeing through our eyes, through what we feel, and through what we hear. One who is without the physical capacity to see would probably agree that seeing can also come from a keen sense of feeling and hearing. I would be willing to bet that we can agree that our lives are guided, or maybe even dictated, by what we can see. But what if we turn things around 180 degrees and shift our whole perspective from the seer to one being who is seen? Hearing what I just said, I know that many of you may have most likely come to the conclusion that I am talking about being seen by a deity, such as a god in the Judeo-Christian sense, a judgmental entity not unlike a critical parent. However, in this case, I'm referring to being seen in the light of wisdom and reality that shows us who and what we are, the part that we normally do not want to see, but are nonetheless shown through everyday circumstances we face in life. Still, when we make the 180-degree turn, we are brought to the realization that the seer is Amida Buddha, whose eyes are not defined in a physical sense or as a deity looking down upon us. Instead, the Buddha's eye, in this case, is a heart of deep sadness crying buckets of tears. This heart of deep sadness is Amida Buddha, which is an active representation of infinite compassion and wisdom. And so, to be seen by Amida Buddha is to be seen by the eyes of deep sadness, which has as its essence love and wisdom. Since these eyes originate from truth itself, we sometimes refer to Buddha as Tathagata, or that which comes from truth or thusness, or things as they are. The Buddha, or Tathagata, is the active working of truth revealing itself. Knowing who we really are and not who we pretend to be, this is why we call the eyes of deep sadness Buddha. The Buddha sees human beings living in fear of death, never knowing when our final moment may be. To realize just how taboo the topic is, bring up the topic of death around any coffee table conversation and see how quickly you can clear the room. Because of our fear of death, we struggle against anything that may threaten our existence. Even though we may think we are virtuous and never take another life, it may be that we take the life of another, including someone we love, to save our own. Therefore, when we perceive someone or something as a threat to our existence, there is a great potential for violence to arise out of fear. And even within our political landscape, we see disagreements between what is right and what is wrong, good or evil, and the line between the two becoming increasingly blurred, which add to our anxieties. Read the papers, and you can find many examples with the accounts of war in Iraq and Afghanistan. As in the words that Enyo Shonin, to say that ours is a most pitiful state hardly begins to describe our true plight. We may look outwardly and see the tragic nature of the violence in Iraq, of genocide throughout the world, or the increasing problem of world hunger brought about by the increase in the cost of food and oil. But it is not so easy to turn our insight inward to see what and who we really are. No one likes to see oneself as we truly are, for if we do, we may sink into the deep abyss of depression. We may decide it is better to go about life without looking or thinking too deeply. However, when seeing is accomplished through the heart of profound compassion, the heart of Amida Buddha, what happens comes naturally and without any difficulties. When this happens, we feel deep within our heart-mind, great compassion within the depths of profound compassion. This is akin to seeing your own child being sad, disappointed, ill, or hurt. At such a time, nothing but deep love and concern, beyond what any words can describe, fills your own heart. In the same way, the Buddha's heart is like the heart of a parent toward a child who is immersed in deep suffering. The Buddha's heart is the heart of deep sadness and deep love. This heart of deep sadness does not discriminate between good and evil, the moral and immoral, the dull and the wise, or the weak or the strong. When we come to feel this compassion and love and see through the eyes of the Buddha, then we receive great peace while at the same time come to see the truth of our existence. It is as if someone is welcoming us to our home of homes after years of wandering and adrift in the world. And so it is within the Buddha, within the heart of sadness, there exists a vow to eliminate suffering and anxiety, just as a true and deep hope a parent has for their sick child. The Buddha's heart contains the vow of enlightenment, a world of peace where the suffering created by attachment does not exist. This vow is made for each and every one of us alone, as if we were the only child of the Buddha. This vow is what we call the primal vow, and it is through the workings of the primal vow that we see how our ideal differs from the vow of the Buddha, our ideal being a product of our own calculating minds realized through our own self-effort religious practices. Shinran Shonin, the founder of our tradition, came to realize the impossibility of realizing enlightenment through his own religious practice based on self-effort. And from this came the realization of the power of the primal vow. Shinran wrote that the true teachings of Shakyamuni Buddha revealed the reason for the Buddha's appearance in this world was to reveal the primal vow of Amida Buddha in the six-character name Namu Amida Butsu as its core. Namu Amida Butsu is the formless primal vow of Amida Buddha taking form in the six Chinese characters, and to awaken and entrust in it is the heart of the Buddha's teachings. The teachings of Jodo Shinshu are far different from New Age spirituality, self-help books, or pop psychology. Buddhism is for those seeking enlightenment. If it is enlightenment that you seek, this is something that you must understand. Thank you for listening.